This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Patrick Murray. He's the Republican nominee for Congress in Virginia's 8th Congressional District. It's a seat that's been represented for the past 20 years by Democrat Jim Moran. And Patrick, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be on with you, Greg.
This is normally a pretty safe Democratic seat, even in years where the congressman has said some pretty incendiary things. We've just seen a couple new polls out that show this race either slightly more or slightly less than about a 10-point spread. What have you been able to do this year to make this race so much closer than what it would be in normal years?
Well, Greg, we're part of the national movement that's going on that we see all around the country. But I think here specifically in the 8th District, people are ready for a change. Jim Moran has had the same tired old solutions now for quite some time, and he makes no bones about the fact that he's going to continue to do exactly what he's done in the past, and that's just gotten us almost $14 trillion of debt. Our taxes are way too high. Our transportation issues around here are very bad, and all those go right to his doorstep.
Obviously, this is a district very close to the nation's capital, right across the river. It's predominantly Alexandria and Arlington, and it stretches in a little thin strip out to some of the western suburbs. Explain what you see as the biggest issues in this district. You talked about them kind of in general there. Talk about more what you think needs to be done.
Well, locally, Greg, traffic is a nightmare, and we need some common sense traffic solutions. Congressman Moran has made it a lot worse just recently by getting a huge building right on one of our major thoroughfares, I-395, in there. There's no exit ramp, there's no metro stop, no planning whatsoever. The best thing that came out of it was that Jim got a maximum campaign contribution from the developer 3 weeks after they announced the site. So things like that, when you put the need, your own personal reelection needs over the needs of your constituency and the American public, that's the problem with career politicians like Jim Moran, and that's why people are tired of him here.
The congressman has also been in the news a little bit lately, and you were actually on national television this morning talking about this comment that the congressman made a while back about, I guess, what he thinks about the Tea Party movement and some of the candidates that have been recruited to run this year, including yourself. Here's that clip.
And what they do is they find candidates, usually stealth candidates, that haven't been in office, haven't served and have performed in any kind of public service. My opponent is typical, frankly.
His opponent, that meaning you, is typical. This has obviously caused a firestorm. Because you've been a 24-year veteran of the U.S. Army. Explain how this is going over in the district and in the campaign.
Well, as you might imagine, there's been a huge backlash against him because of this. And it's not so much about me. I know the comments were directed at me. But just imagine how all the rest of the veterans feel. Imagine how their families feel, especially the Gold Star families whose loved ones have given their lives in support and in defense of this country, and to hear a sitting congressman, Greg, a congressman who has the most hallowed ground in America in his district. I'm talking about Arlington National Cemetery, not to mention the Pentagon. To say that military service isn't public service, it doesn't matter. And he also went on to say that you didn't have in the clip there that we're just earning a paycheck. And that's offensive to most Americans, whether they've served in the military or not. And that's what's happening now. And he was actually talking about the Republican Party that does that, he says, around here.
What's your strategy down the home stretch? How do you plan to continue to close this gap?
Well, I would encourage people to go to our website, www.murrayforcongress.com, and my last name, M-U-R-R-A-Y. You can see our schedule. We have an intensive schedule. We have a large bus. It's our Time to Lead tour bus that we are traveling with numerous volunteers all over the district because we believe it's important to be out and meet our constituency and listen to their concerns and their issues and what's on their mind and also to ask for their vote. So that's going to be what we're doing between now and the election. We have a huge Get Out the Vote effort. And we're going to win this election next Tuesday, November the 2nd, and start to take this country back.
Patrick, let's talk a little bit more about what seems to be in virtually every congressional race this year, the biggest issue, and that, of course, is the economy. Northern Virginia doing quite a bit better than some parts of the country, at least a little bit better than most parts of the country. But whether it's tax rates, whether it's the amount of federal spending, government involvement in various sectors of the economy, what will be your priorities on those key issues?
I was raised by a single mother. She told me that it's important to be honest, work hard, and live within your means. Congress should do that, too. My priorities are to balance the budget, stop spending money that we don't have, and get some ground back beneath small businesses' feet. They have no certainty, and that's why they can't hire, why they can't expand. We need to get government out of the way and provide some certainty so that they won't wonder about what their health care premiums are going to be. They won't wonder how much their taxes are going to be going up. They won't worry about cap and trade and is their electricity going to go up or card check and anything else that's coming down the pipe if Jim Moran gets reelected, because that's what he supports. It is old. Those are old ideas. They don't work right now, and we need to get this country moving again, and I believe that we have the right policies to do that.
Would you be a vote to overturn the health care law?
Yes.
Can't say it any more succinctly than that. Patrick, thank you very much for being with us.
Pleasure and honor to be on, Greg. Thank you so much.
Patrick Murray, Republican nominee for Congress in Virginia's 8th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.